And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Okay, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and welcome.
That was a commanding okay.
Was it?
I'm convinced you're ready.
I'm committed to that, eh? It's the second hour, and of course, if you missed any of the first hour of this program, you can go check it out, radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show on iTunes, and if you're like, well, Anthony, what the hell am I listening to? I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, it is the National Countdown Show for earshot-online.com. That's where we get the charts for the show. Brian is going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
If you go there right now, you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, July 21st, 2015, you'll find the National Top 50 there, as well as regional Top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, many of which are airing partners. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So go check it out.
All kinds of stuff. And you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We will play something from your latest release and we'll give you an interview. So all kinds of great stuff for you. We also rounded out our Sappy Fest coverage. Congratulations to our winner. We're in contact with you right now, so please check your Facebook messages if you did enter the contest for those two passes for Sappy Fest. Great stuff. It's always great to... I like partnering up with festivals, and it was great to do it last year, and I'm glad we had the chance to do it again.
We've done a few contests. This was our most entries ever. It was people were really psyched to get some free tickets to Sappy Fest this year, so thanks so much to everybody who entered, and best of luck to you again in the future. Be sure to check out our Facebook page in the future, because we'll have some more contests very soon.
Yes, sooner than you might think. So anyway, finished off the Sappy Fest coverage in the first hour. Thanks to Mike Roy for that interview with Partner. And of course, Steven was in the first hour of the program with some music news. And we had the first 10. Now we've got the top 10. And Steven's going to be back with a little bit more news. And Brian's going to have your lowdown coming up. But first, we'll get right into it and kick it all off with your number 10 spot.
Right, you're going to hear from The Weather Station. Their latest release is called Loyalty. It's at number 10, down from number 7. You're going to hear a track called Personal Eclipse. The new one from Granders is self-titled. It was at number 4 last week, this week number 9. And you're going to hear a track called Bloor Street and Pressure. And we're going to hear Obs by Jamie XX from his new one In Color at number 8, down 2 spots this week.
Can I just tell you a little something that's just brought back a memory for me? Because it was Bloor Street where I got my $150 parking ticket in Toronto. So that song brings back bad memories for me. Hopefully it's not about getting parking tickets.
I don't know. We'll have to pay attention.
I will. All right, here we go. Kicking it off with your number 10. It's The Weather Station, Personal Eclipse. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I remember the dry grass of Nebraska, gray to distant blue. I stopped on hills like slumping shoulders, car cooling, took off my shoes. I drove out west with my sister, she talks more than I do. When she fell silent, still I'd miss her, the sound of the wind coming through. Continental Divide, Mises rose up there beside me. I felt like I had arrived. I walked on the streets of California to the waves. to me passing, a stranger with crossed arms. I remember the subtlety of canyons black by the roadside, a cut in the rocks as I was passing, just a glimpse as you go by. If there's something as a comfort, what all the distance was for. If you can't leave clean a statement so true you almost wince. If you can't leave, you get yourself taken like a personal.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 9. Earshot 20. Number 8.
The debut solo record from Jamie XX on Young Turks is called In Color at number 8 this week, down 2 spots. You heard a track called Obs. Bluer Street and Pressure by Grounders from their self-titled album at number 9, down from number 4. And at number 10, down from number 7, we started this set off and this hour off with The Weather Station from Loyalty. You heard Personal Eclipse.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Hope you're enjoying the program this week, and we've got all kinds of music, of course, coming your way, and we're taking a break from that right now to head back to the phone and chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. More music news to bring you in this hour of the program. It all kicks off with a kind of a cool sort of contest, I guess, for fans of Aphex Twin.
Yeah, maybe less a contest than a project, but Aphex Twin, otherwise known as Richard D. James, he's released a crazy amount of material since returning with Syro in 2014. This included a huge SoundCloud drop where he dropped over 200 songs from his hard drive onto a mysterious SoundCloud that fans identified as his. And so while nothing has been officially explicitly confirmed, the songs apparently came from Aphex Twin's collection of B-sides and went all the way back to the 90s. Fans have now developed a site where you can vote on the top tracks, and the aim of this is for them to be chosen for an upcoming release. The track voter was designed by WATMM forum user XF, and it allows you to pick your favorite tracks from the full Aphex Twin track dump. Supposedly, Richard D. James himself approves of the method and told XF that he will use the final results as, quote, a strong start to compiling a new vinyl compilation from the material. So very cool news, because what has happened here basically is that he dumped a bunch of B-sides and demos and all that sort of thing, and fans have a say on which ones are the best and which ones should end up on an official release, and so they've now become sort of something a little more official. It's all a little nebulous at this point, nothing official, but the voting site is serving as an excellent place to easily stream all of the Aphex Twin SoundCloud material. You can find a link to that at exclaim.ca.
Oh, it sounds like fun, and I also see this as maybe a way of gaining new listeners as well. If you're engaging your current fans or current listeners to your album and your material, and then putting it out to others.
Yeah, it's very cool.
All right, we've got more news, and this comes in a... I find this story interesting. I find all the stories interesting, but this story really caught my eye because I feel like when I did a quick read through it, that these guys seem like a likely pair to be friends, but Ghostface Killah is not very happy with Action Bronson.
Well, they were never exactly peers, Ghostface Killah being, of course, a hip-hop legend, part of the Wu-Tang Clan, and Action Bronson sort of only recently establishing himself as a mainstay in the culture. The reason they've been compared so many times is Action Bronson does sound like incredibly like Ghostface Killah. People have mistaken them in the past. He definitely has taken a lot from Ghostface Killah, and up to this point, Ghostface has been very, very supportive of him, even going so far as to say that Ghostface himself has listened to Action Bronson and thought, holy cow, is this me? But that's all gone down the tubes, as Bronson recently appeared on ESPN's Sports Nation, and when he was asked about the constant comparisons to Ghostface, he said he was honored to be compared to one of the greats, but then he said, quote, he's not rapping like this no more, and when the host of the show reacted and said, sort of like, uh-oh, shots fired, Bronson smugly replied, nope, just being honest. So he sort of suggested that Ghostface has fallen off recently. Ghostface, in turn, was very unhappy, turned his phone on, and sort of did a very loose freestyle where he goes in on Bronson for almost 6 minutes on his phone. The clip is pretty quotable. People on the internet are definitely running with it. Ghostface says to Action Bronson, quote, who gives you the right to even mention my name out your mouth? And suggests that he might light Bronson's beard on fire one day. Action Bronson, in response, has apologized on Twitter, but Ghostface is having none of it. So it's all very, very interesting and sort of, I mean, Action Bronson's pretty out of line here. He's taken so much from Ghostface, and he's been so supported by the hip-hop community and culture that to turn around and sort of take shots at Ghostface was pretty out of line. He looks real smug in the video, too, which you can, of course, see at exclaim.ca.
Well, not a lot of love there, anyway. All right, we've got one more story before we get to your song pick of the week, which I'm looking forward to. But before we do that, news about Braids. They have added some Canadian shows to their North American fall tour.
Yes, of course, Braids are currently shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize for their album Deep in the Iris. In the meantime, while they wait to hear whether they've won or not on September 21st, they've announced plans to embark on a full fall tour. They've already had a number of summer dates announced, but a new leg of touring gets underway in earnest in the second half of September. In addition to playing a number of U.S. gigs, Braid's schedule includes 8 Canadian shows in Ontario, Quebec, Manitoba, Alberta, and British Columbia. That tour will wrap up in the second half of October. You can see the whole thing on exclaim.ca. Lots of dates. Unfortunately, nothing on the East Coast yet, but who knows, Halifax Pop Explosion's right around the corner. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, it's good news for anybody who's looking to check out Braid. So hopefully you get out to one of those shows if you are a fan. All right, Stephen, thanks very much for taking the time again, as always, to chat with us and bring us the music news from Exclaim. And you can check it out, exclaim.ca, for that and much, much more. I'm going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. Well, I talked a little bit in the first hour of the program about a new album coming from Waves on October 2nd. He's a favorite of mine. He really is an incredibly good songwriter, knows his way around a hook, knows the dynamics of had a balance of verse and a chorus, and he's got a new song, of course, from that album. It's called Way Too Much. It's a bit of pop, a bit of punk, a lot of guitars, and it's catchy as hell. It's Way Too Much, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. Number 7. Shot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
Two Ugly Doves by Fountain at number 6. Up for number 9 is their latest Fountain. Two at number 7. Up for number 15, Patrick Watson, Love Songs for Robots in Circles. And we heard from Steven in there as well. And his pick this week was a new track from the band Waves.
Not Two Ugly Doves by a Fountain, which is also kind of cool. Maybe
sure.
They did that on purpose. I'm going to go with that. All right. We've got a few more tracks to bring you, and coming up in just a few minutes, Brian's also going to have the lowdown, a little look at what is debuting on the charts below the top 20. And of course, we don't have time to play the whole national top 50. If we did, you'd probably be bored halfway through. So we cut it down, but we'd like to tell you what's going on below the top 20, just to give you a little snapshot, and we'll do that in a few minutes. But before that, we have number 5 and number 4, respectively, to bring you, and we're going to do that right now.
You're going to hear Real June by Soul at number 5. Up for number 12 is their latest called I Became a Shade. And at number 4, up for number 8 is Metz. Their new one's called 2, and you're going to hear Kicking a Can of Worms.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
Kicking a Can of Worms by Metz from the album 2 from Sub Pop at number 4, up from number 8. And before that at number 5, up from number 12 was Soul, I Became a Shade. You heard Real June.
All right, we've got three more tracks before this hour is complete. And the top 20 is counted down for another week. Before we do that, though, one more break from the charts. We'd like to bring this to you every week. I alluded to it in the last chat before we got to 5 and 4, and that is the lowdown. A look at what is debuting below the top 20, could be making its way up to the top 20 and onto this program in the coming weeks, and we call this...
It's the lowdown on the Airshot 20.
8 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the lowdown this week at number 50 with the new album from Montreal ska reggae band The Beatdown, entitled The Beatdown Meets Hugo Moody. Just one spot above that is Circle of Death, the new EP from Winnipeg psychedelic slacker rock group Surprise Party. Currents, the third album from Australian psych rock outfit Tame Impala, finds a home at number 47. 5 years following their last release, Brooklyn and electronic duo Ratatat find their fifth album, Magnifique, debuting at number 45. In May, the Shifty Bits cult released a two-side digital compilation called Fredericton's Mine, and featuring over 40 of the city's current performing artists, the compilation lands at number 44. At number 39 launches the new contemporary jazz album from drummer Tyler Hornby. At number 38, Quebec-based electronic duo Men I Trust follow up last year's self-titled debut with Headroom, and we close out the lowdown at number 32 with Success. Album number 6 for Winnipeg-based noise rock post-hardcore trio Ken Mode.
Number 6, Success. No joke there.
Yeah.
All right. That was a... For those of you, I just need to tell people because I find this stuff funny. So as Brian's reading the lowdown, I have to shut off my microphone because when he said Shifty Bits, for some reason, I just lost it and I had to go.
I don't know why it's not. I don't know why you found that so funny.
It's a little funny. I just find names. I love the names that bands pick sometimes. It's awesome. Anyway, the Shifty Bits, it got me in the feel goods. All right, we've got 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and we are done another countdown. We're going to kick that off with number 3. I still got a bit of the giddies in me.
All right, number 3, dropping one spot this week. It's Tough Age with an album called I Get the Feeling Central. Here's a track called New Orleans Square.
We have the time.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
Somebody, I want to make a nest. I've been all.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
La 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 la
It's the Earshot 20.
Yukon Blonde are atop the charts again this week with the record On Blonde. You heard a track called Saturday Night. We also heard Happy Win by Braids. At number two, they swap spots with Tough Age. Their album from Braids is Deep in the Iris. The one from Tough Age is I Get the Feeling Central at number three. And you heard a track called New Orleans Square.
I'm happy when we start the program and I'm sad when it ends. But there'll be another one next week, so I can't be too sad. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. Of course, myself, Anthony Emmon, and Brian Cleveland counting down the charts for you every week from earshot-online.com. Head on over to that website and check it out. This show is recorded and broadcast from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast us through iTunes. No matter how you're listening, though, thanks very much for tuning in and join us next week. We've got lots of great music still to come to you every week from the charts. And as we were alluding to a little earlier, maybe in the first hour of the program, watch our Facebook page because a really great opportunity could be coming along from us and Pop Montreal. Stick around, there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.